Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the city, life goes on. I suppose it always does. Until things become so unendurable that, what? Life itself becomes an insult? Well, one of the things I've learned in my life is that human beings can swallow just about anything if it means they stay alive. So, bread is sold, olives are prepared, tea and mamoul are served.
Can I get you more tea, Effendi? Maybe some almond cake?
No. I'm finished. Here.
Good night.
Is that the last?
Yes. No more tonight, I should think.
Streets used to be busy after dark. It was like another city out there. Did half my business then. Now I just do half my business. Here.
And pay half, too.
You're going to find a better job. There's many who wouldn't think of employing a girl.
And there's many jobs that wouldn't get done, since most of the men are dead or slaves.
True enough. It's not the city I knew. Or you, I dare say, whoever you were.
No one asks that sort of thing now.
Or we pray we never get asked. Are you finished? I'll do the washing. It's getting late. You don't want to be caught out after curfew.
I know my way.
Maybe. But you never know what these damn rebels will do next. Fires here, a body there.
I worry too much.
I've been alive too long not to.
And pay too little. Good night.
Good night.
My children!
Get them in the car.
Stand back, girl.
Help us! Help us, please! Help us!
Don't interfere.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Move along. Peace be upon you.
Everyone, move. Move along.
Oh,
Dede!
No way out.
Leave me alone. I've done nothing wrong.
Why were you running?
I was scared. There was a fire. The curfew, the... Everyone runs, they're all scared of the...
Doesn't sound like nothing. That was the Maidan Temple.
I don't know. I swear I...
Then you're lying, girl. How long do you think you'll last in the cells?
Please.
Under the torture.
Please, no, I...
You will tell them everything.
I...
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? I'll tell them everything.
So you can still think under pressure?
I don't know what
you... Of course you don't. How could you? You can thank God you haven't been arrested already. A month ago, you burned Maya's banner outside the palace gates. 2 weeks ago, you poured spoiled oil into the blue well. Now this temple.
You couldn't. I didn't do
that. We've been watching you. I know exactly what you've been doing. What I'm interested in finding out is why you've been doing it.
They killed my brother. Why do you want to know? Who are you?
What you've been looking for. We need you. You need us.
Tumen Bay, Series 2, Episode 2, The Kill, by Mike Walker.
And the heavens are on fire. Strange days in Tumen Bay, and stranger nights. Stars are falling from the skies. Maybe the skies themselves will fall, and then...
Where do they fall?
Beyond the city, beyond the hills. Maybe as far as the marshes, Regent.
They're beautiful in their way. And terrifying. What if one fell here? Right here, amongst us, eh?
You'd burn like a torch, wouldn't you? We stand on the palace roof thinking, what? That we're protected? Effendi Red and Kadali looking up to the fiery skies, lit by the fires of... what?
The fires of creation.
I'm sorry, Regent. I didn't realize I'd spoken aloud.
A worrying thought, Gregor, in a man of secrets.
I have no secrets.
All men have secrets, my friend.
And Barakat, too, watching the falling stars. He's everywhere, of course.
The secrets we know of are easy. The danger lies in those that are hidden even from ourselves. Those are the ones that we must find out, bring into the light of day.
I think, Barakat, that we are well ahead with our... Where do they come from? These fiery messengers.
Better ask why they come. Not a flower blooms in this world, not the shadow of a lizard on the sand, but that it is the word from God to man.
I think you'll find that the text actually says that these things are a reminder to man of the greatness of God.
He scored a point.
I'm sure that the Inquisitor Barakat meant that...
Oh, Kadali.
What he meant was...
Saving his skin. Or trying to. His soul, of course, was lost a long time ago, along with everyone who's survived so far.
You're not saying that these things simply happen, are you?
You know I am not.
Here we go.
All things come from God. And he is the arbiter of our days and our ways, as much of our heads as our hearts. And if we ignore any of his great gifts, we fail in our observance.
Indeed, yes, but with God, everything is for a reason.
Please,
God. Would he spend so much energy, make so great a show as this for no reason?
Shut them up.
I believe he is warning us of the danger within. He that has eyes, let him see.
Ah, you have it. The Inquisitor has it. Do you see? The word is our command. What do they say, Inquisitor?
Get your heads down, probably.
Very good, Majesty. Ever the pragmatist. I didn't notice our young Sultan up here. To him, this might be one long hallucination.
And yet men have been burnt for less.
I wish sometimes that might be so.
To burn in the fiery light of a star would be to live forever in the skies.
Perhaps the Sultan is feeling tired.
Mistake.
The Sultan. The great Sultan Madu, ruler of Tumen Bay. He is feeling, as usual, whatever he is told to feel. What should I feel, Effendi Red? Barakat? Your wisdom?
It is not you who speak, Majesty, but the demons within you. You should consort less with infernal realms. Oh,
those demons are the only thing that keep me from cutting my own worthless throat.
Tidali, why don't you escort the Sultan to his chambers where he can rest?
I want to watch the stars fall and weep for them.
Come along now, Majesty. Let me help you.
He still finds these opiates somewhere in the city.
I'm afraid the Sultan doesn't appreciate the great favor shown him by Maya in allowing him to rule Tumen Bay.
Gregor.
I've gone too far.
I never quite know how to take your words.
Apologies, Inquisitor. I am not a wordsmith, but I do my job.
But why do you do your job? Who sweeps a temple with God in his heart makes of that a holy task. Who rules an empire with nothing in his heart makes of it an abomination.
If you will excuse me, I shall leave you to enjoy, or is it understand, the spectacle. I will retire. I have dispatches to write. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, my lord.
There are still heretics in the city, in this palace, even. Our work is barely begun. There are 800 heretics in the trade district, at least.
How can you be so precise?
My clerks have noted down the complaints of the people about short measure and false accounting. I suggest your time, Gregor, would be well spent in going through those documents and noting names and addresses and acting on them.
Of course.
God, I hate them. Their arrogance, their filthy hands on our city.
Then why not do something, Majesty?
This is what I do.
What can any of us do?
You do well, Gadali. If there is ever a time of rewards, then I shall see that you are amongst the first.
Because I supply your midnight flower. These are not good signs, Majesty.
Fire from heaven. When is it ever good?
Now, here, in this city, at the end of everything. Don't you see, we have to do something. Get away. There's no tomorrow here, only death and destruction. We need to...
I need my medicine, Kadali.
I'm trying to say, Majesty, I can't, you see. I can't do this anymore. Everyone is followed. They're watching all the time. I can't. It's too dangerous.
You have to do it.
I won't.
I'm the Sultan. I order you.
And I am the Vizier, and look at us both. Even starving dogs would turn away from what we've become.
I can't live without it.
Then you'll have to go yourself. You know where it comes from.
What? But go outside the palace.
You are the Sultan. You said it yourself.
And you said they follow us all the time.
Your need will support your cunning. Who will know? You're just going for the blessing. We all need that, God help us.
I can't.
Well, then don't and do without. Because I'm done with it.
The place? The market. Where once traders haggled and even dared to cheat.
You, these loaves.
You wish to buy, Your Honor?
They look light to me.
No, Your Honor.
Now, the risk of cheating or even an honest mistake.
See, feel how heavy. Come on, brother. Cheating the people is a crime. Gartu, come. Check him.
Come on.
No, nothing. There's nothing wrong with them.
You,
What are you looking at? What is your business here?
Same as yours, my friend. Seeing the peace is kept.
You being funny. We've a place for those who mock the authority.
Yeah. My authority.
Your Honor, I didn't recognize you at once. Forgive me.
Carry on.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Take him away.
No.
Take him to the cell.
A useful confusion. It's created just the distraction I need to slip away from any spies and enter the Cafe of the Black Cat.
Welcome, Effendi. What can I do for you? Sweet dates, pastries with honey from the plains, tea, sweet tea, mint tea, or coffee. Darker than...
Darker than what, my friend?
Night. Darker than the darkest of nights. Huh?
Tea only. Mint tea.
Of course, of course. Girl, mint tea for his honor. Harry, don't keep our customers waiting.
Manel, he's alive. Your father.
Sugar with your tea?
Oh, not your enemy.
Almond cake, Effendi. We still have a little left.
I need to see your mother.
No cake, then. Will that be all?
Listen to me. I need to see her. For your father.
Manel, hurry up. There's other customers.
Anything else? No?
After work, at the end of the street. I'll wait.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you Death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton. My pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
My niece, Manel. She hates me. And has inherited, it seems...
I'm not interested, Uncle.
...the strength of my brother.
You're a traitor to Tumen Bay.
Am I?
Leave us alone. We don't want your help.
Kulan, her father. He's looking right at me, out of her terrifying eyes.
Manel, please.
You're touching me.
In times like this, we need all the help we can get. And I need to see your mother.
Very well. Since you crawl around the palace, you could tell me about my father. Well?
Your father is... He's alive. At least he still lives.
In a cell.
They... Perhaps I shouldn't say, but they continually take him to execution and then bring him back again. They think it will break his spirit.
Then they are fools.
You've changed so much.
Everything's changed, Uncle. Or hadn't you noticed? What are we all supposed to do? Shut our eyes, count to seven, and we all go to heaven? That's what you used to say, Uncle, when you visited us before you gave us sweets. Ugh. This way. And say nothing about father to my mother.
Doesn't she have the right
to... I'll tell you. You, Gregor, you don't have the right to talk about him. Mother, it's me. I brought someone. Uncle Gregor. Let us in, please.
Gregor.
No one knows I'm here, Hoda. I wish you only well.
Very well. Come in.
A grand house, with courtyards and fountains and servants. To this.
We will eat. I will make...
We haven't enough. He can afford his own food.
Hush, girl. Where are your manners? Your father would be ashamed. Gregor, have you news? Manel, attend to the water.
Kulan lives. He's well as can be expected.
Oh, God be praised for that. You have seen him.
And talked to him. He asked me to... I can give you some money so that things will be a bit easier.
Keep your money, Uncle. We don't want...
Hush, Manel. Her brother is gone. Her father is not here. What can I do?
I want you to take this.
Manel, where are you going? The curfew!
Every moment this man is in the house dishonors our father. I'm going out to breathe fresh air.
Wait! What can I do, Gregor? What can I do? She had everything, a home, a family, a man she loved, and now this... Hiding in a hovel.
I will do what I can, but these are harsh times. If she gets in trouble, it won't help her father. They'll use her against him.
She's like him, you know. Like Kulan. The same unbending right and wrong.
Then let us pray she doesn't end up like him. In a cell.
I've come to see Prisoner Kulan.
Your authorization, Excellency.
Do I need it? You served under me for years in the palace guard, Phelan. You know my face as well as you know your own.
No papers, no entry, Excellency. Everything goes in the book nowadays.
Well, good. Well done. That's what I expect. Good work, Phelan. Here.
Wait. You'll need them to get out again.
Of course. Thank you. Carry on.
Sit if you want to.
If you're standing.
I'm standing because I need the exercise. I doubt you do. Sit on the cot or the stool. I have all the conveniences here.
So I can smell.
Not the first time I've shared a room with a pile of shite, and I dare say it won't be the last. What do you want, Gregor?
I'm glad to see you're alive. They didn't do what they said.
It was a mistake.
But you're still alive?
But they didn't do what they said. Shows weakness.
Aren't you at least the smallest bit pleased about that, brother? I brought you this to read. If you could swear to this much. It's been amended from before.
Haven't they given up yet?
At least read it. Do me that much of a favour.
The guard watches. It's a trick we learned as slave boys. Pretend to be reading.
Did you see my wife?
Yes.
Daughter.
They are well. Hoda is strong. She will cope. But she's worried about your daughter.
Go on.
She fears that Manel is taking risks. Running wild.
Is she?
I think so. I'll try and find out.
As you can see, there have been changes. I'm sure you could swear to it now without compromise.
Wait, let me finish it. And as for compromise, I leave that to you, brother.
She's in danger. Kulan, these people don't play games. If she's caught doing something, they will kill her.
I would rather she died than serve these people.
But you're wrong. Dead, she can't do anything. You have to survive to achieve change.
Is that what you were thinking of, Gregor? Changing things?
He's looking through me. He always looked right through me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You're being a fool, brother. Throwing away the chance to fight back if that's what you want. What will they say?
Kulan was a great man. He refused to bend, and so they finally executed him.
And now when we need him, where is he?
Oh, Gregor. I've known you since we were boys together in the mountains. You, me, Varsi.
Varsi!
Gregor! Help me!
You remember? You carried that boy in the end. Despite your misgivings.
Help!
It's all right. I got you. Hold me.
I saw your grief when we lost him.
Kulan! Kulan! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He just... I couldn't save him.
I called you my brother from that moment because I believed you would do great things.
Which we can do.
But now, what are you?
And he's looking through me again.
I'm not sure you know. You're wasting my time. And yours, Gregor. I will not, cannot swear to this.
Thus the great general to the rats and spiders and a bucket of piss and shit.
Guard, this visit is over.
Goodbye, Gregor. Whatever you say, brother.
I don't have a brother.
Brother, I will try and do my best for you.
Courage. Common sense. So what do I do? Throw myself off the city wall and earn his admiration? Oh, I've done terrible things in the name of survival.
Gregor, you have been to see your brother?
As you know, since you have him watched.
Is he showing any more sense? Or perhaps you don't want to answer that.
I'm happy to answer, Barakat. He's himself, as he's always been. Inflexible, adamant, arrogant in his own certainty.
Qualities that might well be admirable in another man, in another situation. Don't you think?
I serve. I try not to think.
You were slaves, were you not? When you first came to Tumanbe.
You must excuse me. I have work to do.
You must excuse me. I have need of you today.
Effendi Red
has cleared the matter. Walk with me, Gregor. How well do you know these corridors? Your old domain, I suppose. They tell me there are catacombs below the dungeons. A deep hell down there.
You've seen the plans of the palace?
I have. And they show nothing. But they say whole communities live down there.
Are you speaking of demons in the fiery pit, perhaps?
I'm speaking of rebellion. Of treachery. No? Well... I mean you no harm, Gregor. We all serve the same god now.
I'm sure we do.
As slaves, you and your brother must have worked. And yet your hands are smooth.
We had a good master. He educated us. Everyone began as a slave in Tumanbe. Everyone had a chance to rise if their ability was...
God sees all. He sees my hands. A healer's hands. Hands that are not afraid to get dirty in his service.
And what do you need me for, Inquisitor?
We're going to see a friend of yours. Ah, our carriage. Come.
Shall I bring a sherbet, mistress?
No. Wait until my father gets home. We'll have something then. Yes? What is it, Aisha?
Are you really going away?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
But what will happen to...
Go. Open the gate, girl.
Oh... Effendi, the master is not at home.
Never mind. I will see the mistress, if I may.
Of course, Effendi.
Oh.
Where is Ibn Bey, mistress?
He will be back later. If you wish to see him, Gregor, you should come...
We shall wait.
Oh.
If you have no objection, mistress.
Don't know, I...
It's all right, Heaven.
Then you'd better come in. Will you wait in the house? Or by the fountain?
I think
by the fountain. I love the sound of water falling. A gift of God, indeed it is. My name is Barakat.
You're the one they call the Inquisitor.
Thank you, Aisha. You may bring us tea.
They say you can see things other people cannot.
Perhaps I see what's there in front of me when other people cannot. Will you bring us tea, Aisha?
Of course.
Please, sit. Under the tree, it's cooler. Hmm.
Are you thinking of travelling, mistress?
Travelling?
I see bags packed in the passage there.
Oh, those? Yes. No. My mother's things. She died and... For the rag pickers.
Ah...
Of the plague, we were on a ship.
I see. A great loss. A girl's mother, especially at such a time.
Time?
Not to see her grandchild come into this world. Not to have her help and guidance yourself when this new life appears. A great time. And yet, a sad time.
Yes, I wish she was here. I do.
And your husband? Where is your husband?
He had to go back to his country. Yes.
I only say because perhaps mother or husband might have cautioned you about your dress. It is very light. Hardly suitable for a mother to be.
Oh, I am in my father's house. How I dress
Children
is...
Children are so precious.
Yes.
They are the blank page waiting to be written upon with the word of God. We must all take care of the children. May I feel this holy life within your body?
I
You are a sacred vessel, my dear. Ah, yes. I can feel the life quicken within.
Perhaps we should come back.
I bless this child in the name of the Almighty. May its path through this life lead into salvation in the next. Oh. Open the gate.
Gregor! What are you doing here?
Father. This is Barakat.
What has he to do with me? Gregor?
Perhaps you should listen to him, Ibn Bey. He is a man of influence.
What do you mean, influence?
Your old friend jokes. I have no influence at all, Ibn Bey. But I am curious.
Curious about what, sir?
Your library.
My library?
I have heard it is...
Really, it is nothing very much.
What do you say, Ibn Bey? We let your daughter and Commander Gregor enjoy the tea, and we shall enjoy your library. Thank you, Aisha.
Thank you, Inquisitor.
Shall we go, Ibn Bey?
Yes. Yes, this way.
A poor thing.
Not at all. I have seen few such collections in private hands. It must have taken you many years, much trouble and money to build it up.
I have traveled. You see, in my business, I go to markets, I see many people, and if they have something to sell, then...
Scrolls, too.
Some, only a few. Some are ancient, decorated, as you see.
Decoration.
In praise, many of them, of God. They are holy scrolls.
And yet you have them in a cupboard. God has no need of decoration, surely.
No. No. These are the work of the past.
The past.
History, you see. I'm interested.
But history is only in the mouths of those who tell it. And they talk in lies.
Well, not... Yes, I suppose.
History is a lie, Ibn Bey. Surely you know that.
Yes.
Then what is the purpose of these books, other than to pervert the minds of men? You have a child. I hope she has not been exposed to this contagion. And a grandchild coming.
But really, I'm just a collector. I never read them myself. I just love to... I like to have them a collection. That is all.
Would you collect scorpions in a house with children in it? No matter. I expect you're thirsty. I am, after all this dust. Shall we go back to the others?
Yes.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights' sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton. My pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Ah, tea. Oh, it is good. You must tell me where you buy it. Good tea is hard to find.
Father.
It's all right, Heaven. I just... Well, we were just...
Your father will be coming with us for further clarification, mistress.
What do you mean?
Just to clear a few things up, that's all. So that everything is correct. Shall we go, Ibn Bey? No need to pack a bag, eh? Oh, don't look so concerned, my dear. No harm will come to him. Not from me. That is my promise to you and your unborn child. And Barakat never lies.
I'll be back later, Heaven. Please.
Don't worry. You have to help him.
I'll do what I can. I'm a virtual prisoner myself, Heaven.
He's your friend. You have to help him.
Gregor! Ah. I have to go.
Help him. Help him. Gregor!
Help me, Gregor.
Help her, Gregor. I beg you.
Is he here? I need to see him.
Majesty, you'd like to see the Hafiz. Shall I take you?
Yes, yes, at once.
Perhaps you remember me. We met before all this. My name is Bello.
What do I care about your name? I need the Hafiz. The medicine I need. Kadali usually comes for me.
The Hafiz has medicine for the soul. I, on the other hand... the symptoms, Majesty?
Life. I can't bear being alive.
Oh, you'll get used to that. We all do, in the end.
Holiness.
Would you like to try my medicine?
No, you're drunk.
Have you seen yourself? Last of the great sultans of Tumen Bay. Your father, the great warrior. Your uncle, the builder of temples. The creator of perfumes. And now, you. Yes, I'm an old drunk who has done much in his life. I've earned the right to be what I am. What have you earned?
Give me what I need.
Ask Bello. He's here to help us all.
Majesty.
I need it. Give it to me. I have gold.
What's my name?
What?
What is my name?
I can't remember. Tell me, I'll...
What is my name?
Please, I can't remember. I just need... Please, I must have the blessing.
My name is Bello. Say it. Say it.
Please, Bello, can I have my blessing? I have money.
Oh, money is no use here. This is a house of God. We are here to help. Bello is here to help.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bello.
Damn you, Kadali.
God, Gregor, I locked that door. I always lock my door.
I've got keys to all the old doors.
Not the new ones.
I am going to...
What are you doing?
I'm throwing you out of the window, Kadali, in case you hadn't noticed.
Are you running mad? Please stop, Gregor. Please stop. I'm begging. What have I done? What is it?
The slave dealer. I mentioned him to you because of your damned miniatures, and now he's been arrested. You betrayed him.
No, I swear it.
What good is your word, you snake?
On my life, I swear it, Gregor. I saw the man, but he couldn't help me. He ran off like a frightened antelope. Why would I betray him?
Because it's what you are.
But I have seen some of the papers in the case.
I'm waiting, Kadali. It'll just be one more accident. You lean out of the window, slip, fall... Break your neck. And your neck is so very valuable to you, isn't it?
The maid is a spy. Don't you know that? All the servants in the city, I should think by now, they work for Barakat. They report back on everything. Everything. She's been reporting on the family. Of course she has. Why should she be loyal? She's a slave.
What else do you know about it?
That's it. No more, just papers I saw. They write it all down. Everything.
How can they know everything?
They can't. Look, Gregor, I'm on your side.
Oh? What side would that be?
You know as well as I do, we have to cooperate to survive. It's no good if when the time comes to act, we're dead in the sand, right? Now, is something funny?
Nothing. Go on.
There's someone you have to see.
What about?
Resistance.
And you expect me to trust you?
On my neck. In the Sultan's menagerie at noon tomorrow. We both want the same thing, don't we?
You have no idea what I want, Kadali.
No, but I know what you don't want. You don't want to be running around behind Barakat on a lead like his dog.
I could have you killed for saying that.
Once you could, but not anymore.
You damn fool, I was going to throw you out of the window.
But you didn't, Gregor. Shall I tell you something else? Once your threats mattered. Now, somehow, they don't.
I can feel the stone of the city walls, smell the stink of the streets, see the minarets and hear the call to prayers, and yet I feel as insubstantial as a ghost. Was Kulan right? Have I become as nothing? The shadow of a bird in the dusk.
Good morning, Effendi. How may we serve you?
Mint tea and mamul, if you have any left.
We have a few. Almond or rose water?
When I go, I will leave my scarf behind. Run after me with it. Rose water, and please hurry.
Effendi! You forgot this.
Oh, thank you. Do you truly want to join us, be part of our struggle?
Yes, yes, I do.
There is a doctor traveling out of the city, going via Dar Salah. One guide. He will join their party. Say you are a slave. You were separated from your master when your party was attacked by bandits. They will accept you.
And then what?
Travel with them. Kill the doctor and the guide. Bury the bodies in the sand.
Why? What have they done?
It is not for you to know, Manel. We all of us obey orders. If we are taken, we can betray nothing because we know nothing. Do you have money? You will need money to pay the smugglers to get through the city walls for transport.
I have a little from the cafe, and my mother has some savings. Only small.
Then take her savings.
No.
You can keep whatever you find on the travelers after the kill.
Season 2, Episode 2 of Tumen Bay, The Kill, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Hiran Abisekara, and Nabil Elowahabi, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, and created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
Your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.